For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we really try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice in both places. They do carry a superior supplementation line from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next week for my interview with Dr. Ben Lynch on methylation, epigenetics, and dirty genes. Very interesting. But today, we're honored to have Amber Lynn Vietz, a certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition, and our discussion includes the certification and benefits of herbs and information on non-GMO and what it means. We'll have a lot to talk about today. Welcome to the show, Amber Vietz.
Thank you so much, Dana. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, we always get good information from you, and our listeners appreciate it. So talk a little bit about your background and what you're doing.
All right. Well, as you had said, I am a certified nutritionist. I also have been a massage therapist and a body worker all around and Ayurvedic practitioner. So a lot of my nutrition background is steeped in the Ayurvedic traditions. I like to look at things very holistically. And so I had a practice for about 18 years before joining the Garden of Life education team, where we get to spread information out to larger audiences, just like you're doing, which is great.
Well, your background's interesting to me. I have to say that you have a BA in economics and Russian. So you have a broad educational background, don't you, Amber?
I do, and I think some things are what, when we're young, we think we ought to do versus where our passions lie. And eventually I pursued my passions, and that's where I am today.
Yes, and it's where the journey's been. You're free to think about what you want to do and follow that path. So that's impressive. Talk to us a little bit about Garden of Life and the certification, the Certified Organic and Non-GMO Project Verified. That is very interesting to me. I'm in the process of editing our third edition of the Kid-Friendly ADHD and Autism Cookbook, and we covered this subject. So I'd like you to talk about it to our listeners.
Wow, I'm glad you're doing that, because years ago I got my start in functional medicine and integrative nutrition with a couple of doctors that worked specifically with kids on the spectrum and the families. I worked with the families as a nutritionist. And a lot of the supplements that kids were getting, there was absolutely no consideration for whether these supplements had come from certified organic and non-genetically modified origins. You know, and some things are refined to the point where the final supplement going into your body is not going to have any residues of pesticides or any kind of solvents or anything like that, but there's still an agricultural impact. And today, we're finally really looking at that, and more supplements are looking at getting these certifications, but it's still a very small percentage of the total natural products industry. In the herbal category, which we've just launched a line of herbals of over 11,000 products, only less than 1% have both certifications. About 4% are non-GMO project verified, about 3% are USDA organic. And these are the seals, especially together. We really believe as a company that together these two seals give us the best assurance possible of not only the cleanliness of the product that we're putting into our bodies or on our bodies, but also that agricultural methods, extraction methods, blending, tableting, bottling methods have all been audited to be as clean as is currently possible. Well, and so you get an audit trail with the USDA Organic that is very extensive, but Non-GMO Project comes in and audits every single ingredient from the very beginning with a whole different set of eyes. So it's another layer of assurance.
Well, I wanted to explain how the project occurred. Because the government is not labeling or requiring the labeling of non-GMO, the Non-GMO Project was born. And that's the verification that's important. And I really like that a company or that a group of companies organize and promote something so important, because that non-GMO is becoming more and more important to the consumer as they're understanding what it means. So
it is. And because of what I know, like just seeing supply chain and how things are made and where they come from, you know, if I see a product that just has a, it just says no GMOs or has GMOs with a circle and a line through it, I cannot trust that. I can't trust that because I don't know the owner of the company. They're not my best friend. I can't believe what they say. I need proof, especially if that product contains typically genetically modified ingredients like corn or derivatives from corn or beet or soy or canola. So it's very important to me that there be testing, that there be deep auditing, and that a product, especially one that is typically from genetically modified origins, be verified by the Non-GMO Project. From what I understand, it is still the best verification that you can get.
And as you said,
genetically modified organisms.
The USDA Organic and the Non-GMO Project verified combination assures us that we've got the best. And as you said, at this time, the best we can do, we can only do what we know. And so I really salute this whole industry. So let's talk about the herbs in Garden of Life and a little bit more about Garden of Life and some of the differences between whole turmeric powder or juice and turmeric extract. We really want to talk about these differences.
Mm-hmm. So first, yes, we're launching a whole herbal line. There's about 16 different products, really, a couple different sizes. And the whole line is USDA Organic certified and Non-GMO Project verified. And a lot of people say, isn't USDA Organic enough? National Organics Program disallow any genetically modified organisms? It's true. But there is not the same level of auditing and testing that is conducted by the Non-GMO Project. The Non-GMO Project comes in and takes that one aspect of auditing that is also a part of the USDA Organic plan and goes in deeper. And if there are at-risk ingredients, so turmeric is a great example. To get a standardized extract of turmeric, you have to use a solvent. So you could use CO2 supercritical extraction, but you only get the fat solubles, you don't get the water solubles. And if you need other types of compounds, you have to put it through other types of extraction methods. And CO2 supercritical extraction, a lot of people don't know this, but it can involve second and third steps that include butane or hexane under supercritical pressure. So that is not clean. That is not something that we want in there. So alcohol, food alcohol, is a typical solvent for turmeric, and most alcohol comes in the form of ethanol that is from corn. And as you know, and I hope a lot of our listeners know, almost all of the corn in the United States and beyond is genetically modified. It is really, really hard to get non-genetically modified corn. And then if you do, what is the cocktail of pesticides that are used on it, since it's not tolerant to Roundup, since it doesn't have the BT toxin in it to protect it from certain insects? What kind of a cocktail has to be used? So if I'm having corn, I not only do I want it non-GMO, I want it certified organic. So our supply chain in producing a standardized extract of turmeric that is 95% standardized to the curcuminoid content, which are the active and researched ingredients in turmeric, we had to develop a supply chain for certified organic, non-GMO project verified ethanol. It is from corn, but imagine the work that the non-GMO project has to do going back all the way to the origin of the corn, the agricultural methods, and making sure that everything has been done right.
That's fascinating, and it is something I think most of our listeners are not familiar with. They may see some of the certifications on the label but not understand this difference. And it may seem like a small difference, but it isn't, right?
That's true. I mean, a lot of people can say, well, you know, how much am I really getting? How much of that alcohol am I really getting in my final herbal product? And, you know, I can give you that to an extent on a just a, you know, chemical basis. If we're just in chemistry class and we're evaluating, is there much genetically modified corn alcohol left over in your turmeric if it was extracted that way? But the problem is there are people all over the world that are suffering from that agricultural practice, that are suffering from the fact that, you know, these cocktails of pesticides are sprayed on crops that they're getting in the water supply, that are soil is suffering, and it's out there. The information that we have 30 to 60 years left of topsoil in this country, that information is out there. Less than 1% of total agricultural land in the United States is certified organic. If you look at Latin America, it's in the 30s. If you look at Europe, it's in the 20s. If you look at New Zealand, Australia, it's in the 40s. We have so much improvement that we need to make in this area, and in order to actually have a safe and abundant food supply in the future. There is a lot of work to be done.
I want you to talk more about this in the next segment, and I'm just reminding those listeners who've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief break with more good information from Amber Veets.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly 3 decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. And I want to remind you to tune in next week for my interview with Dr. Ben Lynch on methylation, epigenetics, and dirty genes. Now, today, we're honored to have Amberlynn Vietz. She's a certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition, and our discussion has been including the certification and benefits of herbs and information on non-GMO and what it means. And we did cover the non-GMO very clearly in the first segment. Amber, could you just summarize that as we go forward on how the crops, the chain is, has to be pure and how it's done? This is so important.
Right. So the USDA organic, there are 82 right now different independent certifiers that are authorized by the National Organic Program to around the world look at farm level, extraction level, powdering, bottling, tableting, and give their verification that certified organic methods were used at every step of the way. Non-GMO Project takes that part that is agricultural for sure, where, you know, do we start with genetically modified seeds? That's a question. But there are other aspects that people don't think about. What added ingredients are in that final product? What is used to extract or, you know, as a solvent on your herbals or your essential oils for that matter? What is used in the glue that seals the bottle? What is used in the manufacturing plant in the powder to make it flow evenly into a tableting machine or into a bottle so that you have exact measurement? These are things that our consumers really don't know about. And even as a nutritionist, when I was in my practice, I didn't know about this stuff. It might be less than 2% of the final product, but it has an impact. It has an impact on your health when you take these things into your body, but it has an impact on our world and our local environment. And agriculture in the United States is in a dismal state. Less than 1% of total agricultural land is certified organic. And we have a long way to go relative to other parts of the world. And this is affecting humans right here in our backyard and their health. So it matters what goes in your mouth, but it also matters the impact, the agricultural impact locally where these products are grown.
Yes, this is important, and I'm glad you're explaining it. Talk about extraction of black pepper for the black pepper extract. What's the difference, and what's done that's different by Garden of Life?
So what is different? So black pepper has been used traditionally in Ayurvedic medicine and Unani and Chinese medicine. It's considered one of the most powerful digestive stimulants. So it's something that can help people with poor digestion digest things better. It's active in particular tissues, systems, the circulatory system, the respiratory system, the digestive system. But for people with inflamed gastrointestinal lining anywhere, from the mouth all the way to the end, black pepper can be very irritating. But it has this compound in it called piperine that can really improve the absorption of boswellic acids, of curcuminoids, and of other herbal compounds and even certain pharmaceuticals. And so what we're after with an extract is more of that piperine and less of the irritating compounds so that more people can benefit from what the black pepper has to offer synergistically in an herbal blend. So we're using a certified organic black pepper extract that is 95% piperine. That's the standardization that you accomplish by distilling it and extracting that in some way. And this is what we were waiting for. Bioperine, which is a 95% piperine standardization that's very popular. A lot of the research has been conducted on bioperine. It's not certified organic. The same is true with various turmeric extracts that are high in curcuminoids. They're not certified organic. So this is where innovation has been really important, to work with the solvents that are typically used for this extraction. Solvent sounds so terrible. It sounds so chemical and awful. But solvent could be water, steam distillation. It could be alcohol, but it's typically genetically modified corn alcohol. And it could be hexane, butane. It could be CO2. There's a lot of different possibilities for solvent. In our case, we're typically using water or ethanol from certified organic, non-GMO project verified corn. And that makes an extract that is not only certified organic, but has been audited from the very beginning and all the way through the process by the non-GMO project as well. And we're not only protecting your health as the consumer who takes this product, but we're protecting the health of people who grow the agricultural materials that go into making this final product. And we're making a bigger organic footprint in the world. And when you buy a product that is certified organic and non-GMO project verified, you vote with your dollars. And ultimately, we hope that farmers will see that, governments will see that, businesses will see that, and they will see, hey, wait a second, here's where my economics degree comes in, right?
Right.
There is money to be made in converting agricultural land to certified organic and getting non-GMO project verification. More people are interested in that. We can actually shift things in that direction, and we need to get to what Jeffrey Smith calls that tipping point.
Yes, and the tipping point applies in your health, economics, all kinds of areas. I like the term tipping point. Can you talk about testing for heavy metals? Because that's certainly becoming an important concept with individuals. And too many of them, including those on the autism spectrum, do not have well-functioning detoxification mechanisms in their bodies. So they hold on to toxic metals more than other people who might have better disposals. I like to call this system that we use for disposals, because that's what they are. We have many enzymes that do this. And it may be that the burden is getting worse in some areas or not, but it's how the person functions when they have toxic metals. So could you talk about the importance of how this is tested for?
Absolutely. You know, when people say that there's no regulation in the natural products industry, I really bristle because,
yes,
you know, I look at what we go through. We have ourselves as a company at Garden of Life sort of backed into a corner with our supply chain. There's only certain things we can use because we have all these certifications that are on each raw material that goes into a final product. So let's talk about from seed to shelf. Obviously, on the farm level, there has to be testing for the actual seed that is going into the ground, right? You have to have botanical identification on it. And then throughout the whole agricultural process, there has to be monitoring. You're looking that the plant is getting the appropriate potency, that it is the proper plant botanically, that it has purity, that there's no contamination. And so upon harvest, you're actually going to have analysis of that raw plant material for potency, purity, and botanical ID. And then what is your method of processing it? Are you just going to dry it and powder it? Are you going to extract it in some way? Are you going to juice it? Are you going to distill it into an essential oil? And at that method of processing or extraction, there is also several analytical tests for potency, purity, and botanical ID. You have liquid chromatography, mass spectrophotometry. You have heavy metal testing, FTIR. You have probing for synthetics, where they look at the chirality, the mirror images that synthetics create in a 50-50 ratio. So it's not even just heavy metals. Everything is looked at in our supply chain at every step of the way. So that's the processing and extraction step. Then each raw material, let's say that we're following our turmeric extract from India, where it's been grown, harvested, and extracted there on site. And now it's going to be shipped from there into facilities for tableting or powdering or liquid bottling. in North America. There are these same sampling and analyses performed upon entrance into the United States. This is something a lot of people don't realize. They say, well, I don't want to get my stuff from China. I don't want to get my stuff from India. That might have a USDA organic seal, but I can't trust it. Well, to enter the United States, not only does, for us, Oregon Tilth stand right there at the border and go through all of the information on that turmeric extract coming in and perform their audit for that USDA organic seal, but that drum or that bin of turmeric extract has to be sampled in multiple times, like I think it's 60 times now. It used to be 6, and we've upped it by an order of magnitude. And half of that sample is set aside, and the other half goes into analyses for everything that I've been talking about. Potency, purity, botanical ID, all these different kinds of methods that includes heavy metal testing. And when it reaches the facility, it would be Montana where it's going to be tableted. It might be Canada if it goes into a liquid. It might be, I think, I can't say for sure, but Utah might be doing our powder fills. We have different manufacturers that put these things together, whether they're dry or wet or tableted. And there again, that same drum has to be sampled again and tested, potency, purity, botanical ID. Then everything gets put together and it's all in a tablet, in this wonderful turmeric tablet for inflammatory response, and it has to be tested again for all the same things now that all the ingredients are together. And then there's random sampling of bottles that are in the warehouse and random sampling off of shelves as well. If you are getting a product that has ingredients that are actually domestic, that are from the United States and don't have to cross a border, you're missing at least one level of that sampling. So you might actually be more audited for heavy metals when something is coming from another country than when it's coming from the United States, in fact. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting. That's news. It is fascinating, and you do such a good job of taking us from seed to shelf and showing the importance of every step along the way. I just want to remind those who have tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're having a really interesting conversation with Amber Lynn Veets, and we're talking about herbs, the safety, Garden of Life, what they go through, the certifications beyond the USDA organic certification, the non-GMO project. So we're covering a lot, and we're going to talk a little bit more in the next segment about what you get from these healthy organic non-GMO project verified herbs. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800. 800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next week for my interview with Dr. Ben Lynch on methylation, epigenetics, and dirty genes. Now, today we're having a fascinating discussion with Amber Lynn Vietz, who is a certified nutritionist in integrative medicine. We're talking about from seed to shelf, all of the certification processes that go on to assure that what you get as a consumer is free of toxins, heavy metals, even from the seed, the beginning, that it's a non-GMO seed, non-GMO certified seed. So it's fascinating. I am sure that this is news to a lot of our listeners. And Amber, could we talk a little bit more about turmeric and what it does for the patient?
Absolutely. I mean, I know everybody's heard a lot about turmeric and has maybe thought, hey, I wonder if that's for me. And turmeric is obviously not something that is native to us here in the United States. It is a member of the ginger family. Turmeric is something that actually has a benefit in all of the tissues of the body, but especially is good in the circulatory, digestive, and respiratory system. It's known to be a good blood cleanser, but in order to get particular compounds into your bloodstream, you have to consume it the right way. And traditionally speaking, turmeric has been consumed throughout India and Southeast Asia in food and in foods that are, you know, cooked with fats. So healthy fats help to release some of the potent compounds that are in the turmeric and allow them passage past your gut lining and into your bloodstream and give them more likelihood of being taken up by the cells that are in your tissues. And these foods would also have a variety of other spices. Maybe they would have coriander, cardamom, curry leaf. And then toward the end of cooking, it's very traditional to add black pepper. And black pepper, also under certain conditions, has this piperine compound, which enhances the uptake of certain compounds in turmeric into the bloodstream. And so when people eat this as what you think of as a curry dish that's yellowish in color with all of this turmeric powder in it that's been sautéed in ghee or coconut oil and had all these other spices added to it. When they eat this on a daily basis, studies, population studies on tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people have shown that at end of life, the rates of inflammatory conditions are much lower in parts of the world where people eat turmeric like this on a daily basis. So less dementias, less including Alzheimer's, less arthritis type conditions, including rheumatoid and osteo, less inflammatory gastrointestinal issues, less cancers even. So everything that starts with inflammation is not as prevalent in areas where people consume turmeric every day or even several days a week compared to people who never take turmeric at all. And so there's been a huge interest in turmeric. Even though it seems like it's everywhere in the natural products industry, the biggest use of turmeric is still in the spice trade. But what is really interesting is that there is way more organic turmeric being sold on the market than is actually being grown. And this is where the testing and auditing becomes very, very important. How do you get verification that what you're about to consume is truly the right species of turmeric and that it is pure, free of heavy metals, free of microbial contamination, that it has the right potency, an adequate, that it's been adequately procured, you know, agriculturally grown and harvested, and these roots have to be steamed before they go into any other kind of processing or else you lose that curcuminoid content. So everything has to be done properly, and only when you have this kind of an auditing trail do you know that what you're getting is actually going to be beneficial for your health. So you can consume turmeric as a powder if you're going to eat it properly. I'm not really sure where I land on the whole turmeric juice thing. I like it. I think it's very refreshing. I think it has a tremendous benefit in the digestive tract, but I doubt that turmeric juice really gets at those compounds in your bloodstream because it's not really the way that they get in your bloodstream. That does not mean that it's not having an effect on your health because our microbiome consumes a lot of the compounds and constituents of turmeric root, just like ginger, just like sweet potato root. You know, there's things in there that are really beneficial for your microbiome, and that creates certain signaling via the microbiome through your nervous system that affects your entire body. So it's not without merit, however you take turmeric, but if we're trying to match the research on turmeric and antioxidant status, inflammatory pathway modulation, and then even, you know, improving the mobility of joints by reducing the actual swelling in areas of injury or wear or tear or where inflammation and illness and disease has settled in the body, downregulating those out-of-control inflammatory pathways. We're looking at higher levels of curcuminoids that are guaranteed so that they match the research. When you're looking at 100 milligrams of curcuminoids, 500 milligrams of curcuminoids, there is research to match that. And research that is double-blind, placebo-controlled, gold standard research is conducted on standardized extracts so that you know exactly how much curcuminoids you're getting. We've made products that combine both. That whole turmeric powder that's actually been fermented to kind of level the playing field on who can digest it and absorb it and assimilate it, as well as these standardized extracts that are full of curcuminoids that match the research for inflammatory pathways, antioxidant status, and even improving the movement and health of joints that are affected by long-term inflammation.
Yes, and there's so much good research on turmeric and its effect.
Tons of research.
And what I find interesting is that the use of herbs and this whole industry around it was born for health reasons. It wasn't really for taste, and I think today we think of using the herbs just the way they are for taste, to make something taste better, but that's really not what they were for. They're medicines. They're natural medicines, and that's how it came about, but I think that's long forgotten. So right. I just wanted to make a reminder for our listeners.
I had a funny thing yesterday. Yep. Somebody mentioned oregano oil and said, you know, I've never taken it before, and when I took it and I dropped it in water like they said, I put 5 drops in water and drank it, I couldn't believe how terrible it tastes. Is there anything you can do about that? And I said, well, that's how it's supposed to taste, you know?
Yes, it's not. Some of these are not tasting so good when there's a lot of it and concentrated. But I think you make a good point. The cultures, for instance, in India, where they get so much of it, and there's curry in almost everything, they really get a lot of it, is what they are using, is that certified organic? How are they getting good, healthy, reliable turmeric in their diet?
That's a really good question. If you know what the plant is supposed to look like and you're growing it yourself or harvesting it yourself and you can see the aerial parts of the plant, you can identify it pretty well as being the proper botanical species. But if you are just receiving the roots, and let's say that you're just a middleman and you get a drum of turmeric roots and you own a store and you put them out, as that store owner looking at the roots, you don't know if that's the right botanical species. You also don't know if it's clean. And so in India, what are people getting? You know, what the spice trade is a kind of a frightening thing. And it's been, I mean, just think about Marco Polo's days. You know, spices were so exotic and they were traded on this Silk Road and they were exotic and they were priceless, some of them, and people started to crave them and want them, right? They became very popular. And even back then, there were tricky methods of getting around it, right? You know, coloring things brighter than they really are to pretend that they're something that they're not. And this still goes on today. So a part of engaging in trade with other countries like India is engaging in trade with people who are right there locally, who are saying, hey, that we have converted this land to organic. We've healed this land. We're healing the agricultural area around it. We're creating a community of farmers that are benefiting from this. We're creating an agricultural area that is healthy and sound, and people who live here have access to the same product, and they're able to get assurance that it is going to be beneficial for their health. So as we engage globally, not just Garden of Life, but other companies too, it is so important that we are engaging in fair price, that we are engaging in healthy agricultural practices, and that it is engaging properly within the community. And sustainable agricultural means something totally different every place in the world where you are sourcing. You have to develop sustainable methods that are suited to that part of the world and to the economic and social and political and agricultural challenges that that part of the world faces. So this is a huge part of our choices that we make in who we partner with for the raw materials that go into our product. But if you don't believe me and you don't, you know, believe what I'm saying, you can look at our B Corp certification. Benefit certification, it means that we're a benefit corporation. We operate as a business for promoting good, for promoting a better life for people that we interact with. And a huge part of our B Corp status and how we earn that is how we source our raw materials. And so it's very important that we not only treat our employees properly, but whoever we partner with and wherever we are getting our baobab, our moringa, our turmeric, our schizandra, our rhodiola, that we are making a positive impact and a positive trade.
Yes, and thank you for that connection. I do want to remind our listeners that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Amber Lynn Vietz.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I want to remind you to tune in next week for my interview with Dr. Ben Lynch on methylation, epigenetics, and dirty genes. Now, today we've been speaking with Amber Lynn Veets, certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition. And our discussion has been about the safety, the certification of the herbs in Garden of Life and how they do it and why it's important. And I think we've learned a lot of information. And this increased interest has a lot to do with supply and demand, and we vote with our dollars. So when we look for organic certification, when we look for the non-GMO verification certification, we are going to put that demand on an industry that then will focus more on supply. So we vote with our dollars, and I just want to remind you how important that is, that you express yourself to wherever you purchase your supplements, you ask those questions. And I think, Amber, you have given us such good information. Talk about the combinations of herbs and how they can be interrelated, synergistic, how they're important to different symptoms and problems that people will have in their health.
Okay, will do. So Dr. Terry Willard, who formulated the Wild Rose Cleanse, which I'm sure we've spoken about before, which is a lovely detoxification and cleansing product, he's got 40 years now of clinical experience. He's a Canadian, and he formulates with a lead master herb, maybe another supportive leading herb. Those are in the higher milligram amounts. And then there will be supportive synergists that are in lesser amounts. And then there's usually a driver or stimulant like ginger or cayenne or pepper or something to drive those herbs into the desired tissues of the body. So he's formulating by classical herbal methods. And I've always loved his formulations. And I love these herbal formulations in this line no less. They are really fabulous. And you can see in each product that you've got ingredients are listed in order of concentration. So the highest amount of ingredients are listed first. So on a label, it's really easy to see what you have the most of. We have pretty transparent labels where you can really see how much of everything is in each product. And we're using the whole fermented turmeric root because, as I said before, that whole root has a lot of benefits besides the curcuminoids. We're also using a standardized extract that is 95% curcuminoid. And that means that if you have 105 milligrams of turmeric extract, 100 milligrams of that is curcuminoids. So there's only 5 milligrams left of other compounds that would be in the turmeric, which is why it's very important for us to include that whole fermented turmeric root as well. We also include whole fermented ginger to support digestion. You have to break stuff down in the gut before you can absorb compounds into your bloodstream and assimilate them into tissues. And we also use the black pepper extract with 95% piperine to improve the absorption of the curcuminoids into the bloodstream so they're available a little bit longer in the bloodstream for your cells to take up those curcuminoids where they're needed. Something else that we're doing in the whole herbal line that is really unique is that we have added probiotics to the whole line. So whole fermented turmeric, whole fermented ginger, and 2 clinically researched strains of probiotics to support the gut lining health. If you can't digest it, you can't absorb it. If you can't absorb it, you can't assimilate it into your cells and tissues, which means it's not going to do you any good. And those of us with the worst digestive problems and the poorest microbiome health will get the least benefit out of any supplement that we take. The healthier your microbiome is, the more you get out of everything that you eat and everything that you supplement. This levels the playing field. You have the ginger, you have the probiotics, you have the fermented constituents, which helps more people get more benefit out of our herbal products. We have a few firsts that are really innovative. Having the certified organic non-GMO project verified 95% curcuminoid standardized turmeric extract is amazing. There are lots of 95%, 97% standardized turmeric extracts out there that are not certified organic. Certified organic black pepper extract that is 95% piperine is also extremely important. Again, non-GMO project verified and certified organic in an extraction method. This is all new stuff. We have a sleep formula with L-theanine in it. L-theanine comes from green tea. There's other ways to make it too, but green tea might be certified organic, but how you get the L-theanine out of it, that has not been a certified process. Now we have the first ever certified organic non-GMO project verified L-theanine on the market. And it's in a spray and a tablet, but the spray, imagine a sleep spray with L-theanine and lemon balm extract in there synergistically that you can just wake up in the night with your thoughts spinning, reach over, fumble around on the nightstand, grab the spray bottle, make sure it's aiming the right direction, and spray it five times in your mouth. There's no sugar in it. You don't have to worry about your teeth, and that theanine will help ease your thoughts, and the lemon balm will carry you off into a deep sleep. You don't have to get up and drink water. You don't have to go to the bathroom. You don't have to turn on the light. This is a superior innovation. I'm so excited about that. I know you've seen that in practitioner products before, but I've never seen it over the counter. So
well, that
very,
is,
very exciting.
That is exciting. And L-theanine promotes GABA. And we've talked about that on the show often, about the importance of GABA, and that we have an imbalance, the tipping point that we mentioned earlier. We have too many excitotoxins in our environment, in our diet. And what this promotes is anxiety. And as the glutamates go up, as that goes up in excitability, GABA goes down. And then we're a setup for anxiety and poor sleep. So theanine is ever so important. And I love the fact that you combine the lemon balm with the theanine. But people are going to say, is it okay to use this if I'm taking another sleeping aid?
Of course. And the same is true with, you know, the turmeric products and any blood pressure or blood thinner medications they might be on, other anti-inflammatory medications, NSAIDs, things like that. So this is always a question. I really encourage people to check with your pharmacist. Your pharmacist can find out faster than your doctor. Your doctor would have to, you know, take time aside and try to figure out the interaction between herbs and drugs. Your pharmacist should have that database right at their fingertips. So if you are on a medication and you want to know how this particular herbal or herbal extract might interact with that, that's really the best person to ask. And it's always a good idea to check, especially if you're on multiple medications. But L-theanine has been known for a long time to be a really safe way to improve sleep and not interfere with a lot of other medications. And it's also great because you can start really small. You know, if five sprays gives you 100 milligrams of L-theanine, which is kind of a starting dose, I mean, you could start with one spray, two, three, you know, gradually increase and see how you do. So what's lovely about herbals, about probiotics, about all these things, you don't have to start at the recommended dose. You can always start lower and work your way up. Every body is different. Take your time.
Yes, and I find theanine, L-theanine, a softer approach than GABA. We have too many people that do have an opposite reaction to GABA, but do very well on L-theanine, especially if we provide them with adequate magnesium. We're going to get a better effect. And yes, people.
And magnesium is great for sleep, too. So there you go.
Yes, it's calming. And it affects 450 enzymes in the body, so it's pretty broad. So I think you've covered that well. What about combinations for joint and for other kinds of inflammation? What kind of combinations do you have there?
So we have six turmeric products that we're coming out with, but the three that are in tablets are the really potent ones. We have a daily turmeric that is good for, it's 100 milligrams of curcuminoids plus all the other stuff I mentioned. And it's really helping to regulate your inflammatory response and keep it on track. So this is like, if you don't eat curry every single day, take this tablet. This is curry in a tablet for you, right?
Yes.
Then we have a joints and mobility formula that is five times as potent. It has 500 milligrams of curcuminoids and is really targeted toward, you know, when that inflammation has gotten out of hand and it's impairing your ability to be active and move. It's impairing the actions in your joints. Or maybe you also have, maybe you've injured yourself or you're post-surgery and you need that higher dose of curcuminoids. The idea is to stay on that more short term and then go back to the daily turmeric, the inflammatory response. We also have a pain relief formula that's a combination of curcuminoids and piracetin, which is an andrographis extract that was clinically researched to reduce and shown to reduce pain as well as NSAIDs. And it also has been shown to reduce inflammatory markers in people with rheumatoid arthritis. And so putting that together with the curcuminoids, this product can actually be paired with the 100 milligram or the 500 milligram turmeric products so that you're approaching your pain in a multifaceted way. Because pain not only is often coming from inflammation, but it also creates more inflammation. If you're in pain day after day, it's creating a stress on your body, which upregulates your inflammatory cascade, which creates more pain.
Yeah, and thank you for mentioning that, because when you are in pain, healing is very difficult to achieve.
It is. It is. And this is why doctors recommend steroid shots. And, you know, sometimes that is a approach that is beneficial because you can get just enough of a break from that inflammation to start the healing process and move in a different direction. But the fact is that in the United States, we don't eat very many inflammatory foods as a population. We don't eat many anti-inflammatory herbs. We don't eat many antioxidants. And so when we come in with these kinds of products, this turmeric, this andrographis, it's really coming in saying, hey, I'm going to supplement this place where you are missing things that might help to regulate your inflammatory pathways. You're stressed out. You're eating too much sugar. You're getting a lot of toxins in your food. All of that is enhancing these inflammatory cascades, which make you even more susceptible to enhanced pain if you injure yourself or if you overdo it or, you know, just in general wear and tear and aging on the body.
Well, you've covered a lot of information for us, and I think our listeners are learners, and that they are going to be very glad for listening to you and listening to the segment. I want to thank you so much for being with us, Amber, and I know you'll be back again. You always have something new to share with us, and I appreciate everything that you do. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Dana.
Now, to our listeners, I want to remind you about Dr. Joseph Pizzorno's new book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. That's a long title, but it tells you exactly what's in that book. And I also want to remind you that Village Green is your resource. You can go online or visit the store to get information about your health and about your products. And listeners, I want to thank you for being with us and joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And as our lives move forward, I am always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.